physically are. It was about something more than that. It wasn't even just about showing that Jesus was capable of doing this. It was about something greater. And John saw it because he recognized the signs. He spotted the tracks, as it were. He recognized what was going on. And he wants his readers to understand this too. So he puts down the signs so that we can notice them and then see what's going on. The first thing happened in the very first sentence. On the third day. Now, what does that make you think of immediately?
Resurrection.
Easter. On the third day, Jesus was resurrected. It's meant to make us think of that. That third day is significant. John is already setting up this account and saying, think about that resurrection, that moment where Jesus is glorified and shown to be God. Think about that. That's got to be in your mind as I tell the rest of this story, John is saying. Next, we have a wedding setting. This also isn't by chance, John is saying, because weddings are significant as signs of what is to come in the future. In the Old Testament, in a lot of the prophecies, this idea of a wedding, God being the bridegroom, God's people being the bride, and them coming together, that covenant is like a marriage covenant. That's used a lot in the Old Testament. There are several places where you can read that. And John is saying, this is significant. This wedding is the setting. You're thinking of God's glory, third day. Now think about all of those prophecies that talk about weddings. Hold that in your mind. And then we have the wine. That's not just about people having fun. It's not just about Jesus not wanting the party to stop. Wine is another symbol. It's another symbol used in the Old Testament, in lots of prophecy, and it shows God's abundant grace, it shows God's provision, it shows God's blessing. When wine abundantly flows, that is going to be what the kingdom, God's kingdom looks like when it comes in fulfillment. So those three things, John is saying, are really significant. So it's not just about turning water into wine, it's about something more. Because when we put together the wine and the wedding setting and the third day, it suddenly reveals that God, that Jesus is not just a teacher. Jesus is the one that will bring in this fulfillment. That Jesus is the one that is the fulfillment of all of those prophecies. John is saying, this man, this is the one. God's glory is revealed in this moment, not just because he has power to change water into wine, but because of all of the setting, it fits with what we understand is going to happen. These are all symbols and signs to John. He saw them and they revealed Jesus' glory. They revealed God's glory through Jesus. But I wonder how many people at that wedding missed those signs. I wonder how many people heard third, fourth hand, you know where this wine came from? You'll never guess. And they went, excuse me, I think you've had too much of it. No. And they just dismissed it. Like, yeah, there's just wine. It's just wine at a wedding. They didn't believe what they had been told, or they found another alternative reason for it happening. They dismissed those signs and they didn't see it. So it made me think about what signs do we have in our lives that are signs of God's provision, that are signs of God's blessing, that are signs of God's abundant love that we just miss. Or if we don't miss them, we sort of ascribe to another reason. How many times have you been out in nature and have been really moved by something beautiful? A sunset, a sunrise, an amazing view or vista. And you've been moved by it. And you kind of just go, oh, well, you know, I'm feeling hormonal today, actually. Or I had a really good coffee and it's made me all a bit jittery. Well, actually, maybe that's God's spirit moving in you, connecting you with the rest of creation. It's a sign that we can dismiss. Or how many of you have had an encounter with someone, a connection with an individual that was perhaps unexpected but beautiful. How many of us can dismiss it as a, oh, well, it was just serendipitous chance, really, that it happened? We just happened to have that moment and it all worked out. Well, maybe it wasn't chance. Maybe God brought you two together in that moment for that connection. The God of relationship helped build relationship. Well, how many of us have been ill and have got better and have said, thank you, antibiotics, that's what got me better. Or thank you to my wonderful home remedy from my mum, it's what got me better. Well, maybe God's healing spirit is also working through those things. So often, we can give scientific reasons, we can base it on luck, we can give all sorts of other reasons for things happening in our lives, but what if they are the signs? Signs that John saw in this ordinary wedding occasion. They happened all the time. But he saw the signs of what Jesus did in that moment. I wonder how many signs we miss and fail to see God's glory revealed in the world. So we're going to think a bit more about that together. So we like to do in this service is not just about sitting and listening. We're going to interact with Scripture now ourselves. If you like doing something with your hands that's a bit more practical, I have moss down here. You might wonder, what on earth has that got to do with anything? But to me, moss is the most amazing, glorifying thing in creation to show how awesome God is. Because if you look closely at moss, it's a whole forest. Like every tiny little bit of moss is the most beautiful, detailed flower. Like, that just blows my mind as to the awesomeness of creation. So if you want to come and have an awe and wonder moment, I have some moss, I have magnifying glasses. Come and enjoy God's glory revealed in nature. If you want to have a moment to chat and you think best whilst talking to other people, I wonder if you could share where you see signs of God in everyday life. Where you see signs of God moving or God acting or God just simply being glorified in normal everyday activities. Or if you want to really use your academic brain, I have some at the front, I have some Old Testament quotes that link with this passage, and there's a little task to try and connect them and maybe think of your own signs that you can spot in this passage, more than those three that I pointed out. So you can do your own little bit of Bible study if you want. So I invite you, go explore God's word in whichever way appeals best.